Today's Gospel is Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 to 20. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so, every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So, by their fruits you will know them." As I was growing up, my parents tried to help me to avoid bad company. And my mother especially told me that some boys were bad apples. And I should know that if I am next to a bad apple, it's going to rub off on me and I will become bad as well. And this made a lot of sense to me, except for the fact that I had to realize as I was growing up that I could get into trouble all by myself. I didn't need the bad apples. And maybe I was a bad apple to some of the others. I can still remember when I was going to school in the morning, I was with a group of boys and we would stop and have a cigarette. Well, after we got into class, I can still remember Brother Dennis walking down the aisle saying, "I can smell cigarettes, and I'm going to name the people who I smell of cigarette smoke." That stopped me from being a bad apple. What we need to realize today, however, seriously, is that this teaching of Jesus was one of his most basic teachings, and we still need to learn how to apply it to ourselves and to our church. Jesus said emphatically, "You are not good because of who you are, what family you come from, what nationality you have, what religion you belong to. You are not good because of any of these things. You are only good by what you do." And alternatively, if you want to see where you are in God's eyes, you have to ask yourselves, how would God recognize me as a good person? It's by the good that I do. And so Jesus would say even more, "You are not good because you don't sin. You are not good because you go to Mass. You are not good by fasting and abstaining." These may be all good things to do, but they are not what make you good. The sign of you being a good person in God's eyes is by what you do. And there are many people that we might think are cut off from God who are not cut off at all because of the good that they do. It is our sole measure of judgment. And so today, I believe we are asked to look around. Who is good? Who is the good fruit? We have to say, those who are helping the poor are good people. Those who are standing up for the right of those excluded from our society are good people. Those who are visiting the sick and those who are in prison are good people. We only have to look at the story Jesus told of the sheep and the goats. This is really what he wants to emphasize by that gospel today. By their fruits you shall know them. There's another lovely story about the woman who anointed Jesus. And some of the Pharisees who were there at the meal saw what she did, and they thought very loudly, "Jesus ought to know who it is who's anointing him, that she is a sinner, that she is a woman. How can he let this happen? If he's letting this happen, he is not a good person himself." And Jesus made that really powerful, powerful statement. She is a good woman, and what you need to know is that she must have been forgiven for any sin because she has loved much. Again, by their fruits you shall know them. You don't get figs from thistles, but you do get good fruit from people who are good. And that's what we need to know. We can't be artificially good people. We can't pretend to be Christian. We have to show it by the life we live, by the people we love. And maybe most of all, today Jesus is saying, look at yourselves. What are you doing? Maybe you are a good person and you don't even know it. Thank you.